Are you getting real results from your fitness tracker? Mega Doctor News, Cleveland Clinic. With so many fitness trackers on the market, it can be hard to know which one to buy or if any of them actually work. Michael Dacock, MD, a sports medicine specialist at Cleveland Clinic, provides some insight. There's really a lot more data that needs to be had with these devices. We have over 249 studies that are done with over 400,000 participants, and only 11% of devices that are commercially available have been validated for just one single metric. So, if we think about that, there's really a lot more that we don't know than we do know with these devices, said Dr. Dacock. He said the most validated metric with fitness trackers is step count. Active and resting heart rate also seem to be fairly accurate. Other metrics, like calories burned, stress level, and quality of sleep, are considered much less accurate. Dr. Dacock explains that those kinds of readings require more detail than what these devices can collect. So, does this mean fitness trackers are a waste of money? Not necessarily. However, he does suggest asking yourself a few questions before buying one. What are you actually trying to improve? Do you need accountability? Do you need something partly objective to say, here's what I've done, or here's a way for me to track some of the things that I haven't been tracking? Will you actually use this? So, if you're not going to put it on and it's not going to be on you all the time, how are you going to get data and what are you going to do with that data? He said. If you opt not to buy a fitness tracker, there are other ways to monitor your progress. For example, you could take before and after photos or document body measurements.